Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Hey, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning for February 18th, 2011, Episode 80, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Gotta go feed the horses, gotta give them hay. Gotta go feed the horses because it's a brand new day. Gotta go feed the horses, gotta feed them now. Gotta go feed the horses because horses need the chow. No time for coffee, can't take time for me. Gotta take care of the animals, so many mouths to feed. Gotta go feed, got to go feed. Gotta go feed, gotta go feed, gotta go.
So, Jamie, what time do you, when do you go feed the horses? Do you do it after the show in the morning? Because what, it's 7 o'clock out there right now, right?
Yes, before you came along, my horses were happy eating at 7 a.m. here. Now they're lucky if they get fed before 8:45. but I just had to feed them a little later at night to kind of space it out as much as possible. But, yeah, usually at the second the show's over, I run out there, and they are mad at me. They're screaming.
Well, we're going to solve that problem in a couple of weeks. When we change our clocks, you don't, which means you're actually going to have to be an hour early. You're going to have to – you'll be getting up early, won't you?
I'm really not excited about thinking of this because the first 2 weeks of our show, I was getting up earlier before the time change happened. And, yeah, it was nice to, it was a nice break to get up at 5:20. Now it's going to be 4:20, and I'm kind of mad at you about that, actually, right now. So maybe not a good subject.
Well, you know, I get up at 4 every morning, you know, so now we'll be even. We can be tired together. Yeah.
I don't want to be like you.
But look how much earlier your horses will be fed. They called me, and we made a deal, and now we're going to change the clocks, and they'll get fed earlier. They'll be happier. You'll have a much more pleasant environment around the farm. Flyover Farm's going to be so much happier.
That's awful sweet of you. Thank you for that. Awesome.
You're welcome. I'm always looking after you, Jamie. Always looking after you.
Yeah. Oh, Jennifer, are you there? Please save us. What's coming up on today's show?
I'm here. On today's show, we've got the expected kitschy bumper music to make all of you roll your eyeballs, and the predictably crazy Tammy Sorrents will be stopping by with an update about what's going on over there in the Western radio show, and, of course, the much-anticipated report from Horse Girl TV. She comes on every other week or so and clues us in on what's going on over there, and more toe-tapping music from our favorite independent artists, and the much-heralded weekly update from the Chronicle of the Horse.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. I know
that, Glenn, I'm pretty excited about this. I kind of made a mistake, but I want you to go first. You go ahead and do your daily whinny.
My daily whinny goes out to our listener. Well, I think we have more than one, but one of our listeners in Sweden by the name of Ann Svensson, who has written on our page a couple of times. Well, I didn't realize that she was an equine photographer and other photography, too. And I will, after the show today, put a link to Anne's photography on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. She does a terrific job and some really cool pictures. Of course, Sweden's a pretty country. So there were some really cool pictures up there. And good job, Anne. I didn't realize that. She also teaches lessons and that kind of thing over in Sweden, but she's also a photographer. And I know she doesn't listen until later in the day, so she's not listening live. But a shout-out to Anne. And now, Jamie.
so I kind of screwed up yesterday. I forgot somebody's birthday. And it's kind of a big deal. And I know you're thinking, oh, yeah, it was Karen O'Connor's birthday yesterday. Well, happy birthday, Karen. That's not what I'm talking about. I would like to send a special happy birthday shout-out to my friend, Charles Stewart William Campbell, the handler of Zenyatta. Yesterday was his birthday, and I completely missed it. I did give him a little shout-out later on in the day on Facebook because, you know, that's the only way I know anybody's birthday anymore is looking on Facebook. So happy birthday, Charles. I hope Zenyatta gave you something nice, like a nice sweater or something. I don't know. But, yeah, happy birthday, Charles.
I'm sure he missed your shout out yesterday on the morning show. I'm sure he really missed that.
Oh yeah, because this is appointment radio for him. Okay, he doesn't miss an episode. So this is basically a birthday wish sent into outer space. Is what this is.
You notice yesterday that we went over 1,600 on Facebook? We're gaining 100 a week, which I'm very happy with. That's terrific.
That's so fantastic.
Welcome to new listeners who are out there joining us, and we hope you enjoy it. We have a little fun here every morning on the morning show, Horses in the Morning. And, you know, before we get to our first guest today, I have to say that we have some news. There's a couple bits of news that we're going to get to today as well. One of the stories, I had met somebody at the WEG. I met a lot of people at the WEG, but one of them was a Canadian Paralympic athlete and medalist at the WEG, Lauren Barwick. And Lauren's in a wheelchair, and she is going to be in an upcoming episode of the CBS show Heartland. And it's coming out on March the 6th, and it's titled Never Surrender. And Barwick is going to be in it. She won a gold and silver at the 2008 Paralympics in Beijing. And I got to meet her up here. So she's going to be a part of the whole episode. And it also includes an ex-rodeo star. And it's you know, it's kind of an interesting episode, and we think it'll be fun. And we like to highlight here on Horses in the Morning anytime a horse person is on mainstream national TV. So that's coming up March the 6th. Yeah. It's the show Heartland.
Absolutely. That's great. Have you ever seen it?
No, never seen it. I don't know about you, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I watch it every week, or not.
You know what we found? We don't watch network TV hardly at all anymore. There's one show I watch on network TV anymore, and that's Wipeout. And that's, you know, that's high-quality entertainment there. But I don't miss a week of Wipeout. Matter of fact, I had a choice last night. I either could tape Wipeout, I could record Wipeout, or I could record American Idol. Guess which I picked.
I'm going to go with Dancing with the Stars.
That's it. That's exactly right. You got it.
Okay, whatever.
Actually,
I haven't been
into American Idol this year. I tried watching it, and we watched one episode, and it was okay. But I guess maybe when they get down to the final 20 or whatever, when we'll probably start to watch again. You used to watch it. Are you watching this year?
I watched probably the first couple episodes, but, you know, I try to maintain the peace in my household, and I find that the American Idol viewing in the evening upsets the balance of tranquility in my house. it's like one of those, like, he'll watch it with me, but he's mad about it. So it's like kind of the point of like, but he won't say anything. So he like sits there kind of mad, but not really mad, but he doesn't say anything, but I know he's mad. And so it just gets, the atmosphere is tense when we watch American Idol in the house.
So you're
and
telling
I really
me,
believe.
Are you telling me fighter
ahead.
Pilots are not into karaoke? Is that what you're telling me?
Believe it or not, he is as anti American Idol as it can get. And you know what? This is, it really manifested itself by the viewing every single year since we've been together of Dancing with the Stars. Because I'm sorry, I am going to watch Dancing with the Stars, whether you like it or not. That is my guilty TV pleasure. My mother and I watch it together. She calls me every night. We discuss it after the show. We have, like, the whole Dancing with the Stars recap and who we like and who we don't like and who we want to go home and who we voted for and blah, 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 blah. So you can't take that away from me. So I'm giving him American Idol and letting him take that away because I get my Dancing with the Stars.
That's one show that Jennifer and I have never – we tried to watch it. I think we've watched it once in all the years it's been on. And we just couldn't do it. But I don't like dancing all that much, so that's probably why. I definitely would pick American Idol over that. But I'd pick Wipeout over both of them. So there you go.
I don't like dancing either. I can't dance a foxtrot yet. That show comes on, and I'm doing, like, little leaps in the air, and I'm trying to mimic Jennifer Grey and Derek, her partner, because, oh, my God, they were so good together, and she, like, used to dance in Dirty Dancing. And then she was with Patrick Swayze, but then she started dancing with Derek and then totally thought that Derek reminded her of Patrick Swayze. I'm telling you, this show's awesome.
Your poor husband. But I do know this weekend that you're doing something he wanted to do. So we got a little quid pro quo going on this weekend, don't we?
Yes, I am. I'm actually going skiing this weekend. And, you know, your idea of vacation can differ sometimes, Glenn. Like what is your idea of an awesome vacation, the location?
I love cruises. But then Jennifer likes cruises too. So I think we also love Disney World, and we pretty much love going anywhere that's, you know, outside the house. But cruises are probably my favorite.
You're just a big kid is what you guys are. But yeah, his idea of my idea of an awesome vacation is I want to go lay on a beach. I don't care where the beach is. As long as there's a beach and I have a view of the ocean, I'm good to go. We got married on a beach. Like, that's how much I love going to the beach. His idea is completely opposite, and it is climbing to the top of a mountain in, you know, 40 pounds of clothes with some giant skis attached to your feet and going down as fast as possible. So we are doing his vacation idea this weekend, and we are going skiing in California. Ironically, we are driving the exact direction that I drove last weekend doing the Nightmare Horse shopping.
Oh, no, you're not going to be near the lady, are you?
No. That would be twice as far. So we're only going half the distance, 6 hours instead of 12 hours.
Good, because I imagine if she heard about this show, she has a contract out on you now. You probably don't want to go anywhere near her farm.
She probably does. I wish she would hear about this show, because I'd like her to give me a call, because I'd like to get – anyway, don't go to Unhappy Place. It's Freestyle Friday, Glenn. Don't take
Freestyle
me there.
Freestyle Friday.
Although, I would like to give you an update on the horse that we – took from her farm.
Yeah.
His name is Genesis. We've named him because he's getting a new beginning, a rebirth, if you will. His name is Genesis.
That's a great name.
His owner, yeah, I thought it was good. His owner is so excited. She ordered him a halter from Quill and Leather, like the little ones that have their little nameplates on them, and very Kentucky company. And he has got his first bath the other day. He's doing great. So we are very excited. And, I mean, every night we all go out there and look at him. We're like, look at your horse. He's so pretty.
Now, do you still think it was a stone bruise on his feet?
No, the vet said that probably exactly what happened was he had been standing in a field for who knows how long. This lady got him, put him in the round pin, put the saddle on him, and rode the heck out of him. And he had a little bit of soreness on his tendon from being worked that hard all of a sudden. He's got a little arthritis in the hocks, which is pretty standard for a 12-year-old, you know, dressage horse, and a little bit of arthritis, you know, here and there, but nothing that scared him. He goes, I think you guys got a good deal. Woo-hoo!
Well, you probably, well, let's hope. Let's hope that works out. And you did a good thing. You did a good thing. By the way, I used that story on Horse Tip Daily this week because I just couldn't resist.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best moments in it was one of the best moments in Horse Radio Network history, so I had to use it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Well,
I got to ask you one other thing, too. By the way, we wanted to mention in relation to that, you're not going to be here Monday and Tuesday, and we're going to have guest co-hosts in. We're going to have Chrissy Joy on Monday, and then Helena is filling in on Tuesday, but you'll be back next Wednesday. You are coming back, right?
Perfect. Maybe. We'll see.
No broken bones.
I hope to be.
You're not allowed to break anything either. Well, you could do a show with a broken bone. That'd be okay. You're allowed to do that. Just don't hurt your mouth.
Okay. Right. I'll try not to hurt my voice. Or you'd probably like it better. The Glenn Show, if you will.
No, I really don't want to do this by myself, so you better come back.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, I got a little bit of news for you. This is kind of a big deal in the Hunter Jumper world, actually. Glenn, did you hear about George Morris? George Morris is going to retire in 2013. He will no longer be the show jumping chef to keep, I guess, if you will. And I think he's going to back off from a lot of his coaching. So, I mean, if everybody knows who George Morris is just from reading, I think it's a Practical Horseman, and you can send your pictures in, and he basically picks you apart and tells you how your saddle pad doesn't fit right, and your heels aren't down far enough, and your arms, you're doing the improper crest release, and he basically is the biggest stickler in the world for perfection. And I think that that's been really helpful with the show jumping team. You know, obviously, when George Morris is your coach, you're going to do well. So, you know, good luck to him. And I wonder who they're going to pick up. We shall find out.
Jennifer, did you ever take any clinics or lessons with him?
I was never aboard a horse. I attended some breakout sessions at the American Riding Instructors seminars a couple times. And I, to be honest, I was prepared to dislike him. I really was. And I couldn't.
You couldn't
really?
Dislike him?
I did not. I found him intriguing, interesting. I thoroughly enjoyed the breakout sessions. But you know something? I think if I had to ride in one of his clinics, I'd be a puddle of melted chocolate on the floor in about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
I'd be
scared
out.
You?
No, I couldn't do it.
You got to be tough. I mean, I wonder how many people George Morris has made cry. A lot,
probably,
I would imagine.
Quite a few, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
He's an intimidating character, even when he's been on our shows. When you listen to the interviews with George, you know who's in charge. I mean, you know, George is George. And
yeah,
that'll
you know
be a
what?
Whole.
See, for me, it's like, everything he says applies to me. I'm the sloppiest, messiest, most flopsy sack of potatoes rider in the whole world. So I know what would happen, and I would deserve it.
Yeah. One of his famous quotes here, and I read this on Inventing Nation because they went back over it, is he would yell at people going, "This session is about horsemanship. It's not just a pretty girl and her hobby." I mean, that's hardcore, George. Come on. So I loved it. I loved it.
So who have you taken clinics or lessons with anybody? Well, you used to work for a couple notable people, so you probably have run into a few clinics. Was there one that you remember in particular that you went away crying?
Oh, what is his name? I'll think of it in a second. I rode with Denny Emerson, and I found riding with him was awesome. I thought he was a fantastic coach. Kyle Carter I rode with, and he scared the heck out of me. He was just grumpy, I guess. I don't know. He doesn't take any flack. Him and Mike Winter I rode with, and Mike is pretty intimidating. Nick Larkin is, once you get to know Nick Larkin, he won Rolex on a horse named Red back the first year. It was a 4-star. And once you get to know Nick, he's fine, but he definitely will scare you. If you say, "I don't want to do that," he'll go, "What are you talking about? Just do it." I mean, like, there is no. I remember I was taking this green horse and like a down bank, and I was like, "I'm scared." He's like, "Why? What's the worst that can happen?" I'm like, don't ask me.
I
that
could
question.
Die.
I know. He's like, "You're not gonna die. Just jump it." You know, he just wouldn't tolerate girls being girls. So I thought he was, but I learned a heck of a lot from him. Any male instructor is mean, I swear.
I wanted to tell you, I got Speaking of instructors and stuff, I got an email yesterday. I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners by the name of Mike Arnold, who does the driving news. It's drivingnews.us. He kind of does a conglomeration site for all the driving articles out there. And he sent me an email and said he's been listening. He actually heard our interview with Rochelle Stabler and Mark Johnson the other day. And he said that he was thrilled that we talked about driving, and he listens to our show every chance he gets. And he was wondering if, because remember I mentioned on that show I'd love to do, to go in an actual competition, be a little guy sitting there. Well, he said that, he said, have you ever ridden on the back during an actual CDE? We can make that happen. It's a great thing to do before your first CDE driving. Are you going to any? And basically he invited me to go be in a show with him. He said, bring a khakis, a jacket, black shoes, and a vest and a helmet.
Wow.
So, you know what? I'm definitely going to take him up on that. And coming up is one of the biggest driving shows in Florida coming up, and that's down at Chester Weber's place in Ocala. So I'm actually going to see if we can try and make it down there and maybe do a little coverage from that big driving event. Who knows? Maybe I can get in the back of a carriage. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be fantastic. I can't even, of course, CDE means combined driving event. Is that what that stands for?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. And I'm thinking that I could bring my recorder along and I could record the whole time we're going through the obstacles.
Ooh, and I could duct tape it to your helmet.
That's it. Oh. Yeah, we could do a helmet cam. That'd be a great idea.
Oh,
and all you're
going to
hear is me going, oh, my God, we're going to die. Oh, my God, we're going to die. Oh, my God, we're going to die. That's pretty much be 10 minutes of, oh, my God, we're going to die. That's what it would be.
Oh, you'd be fine. You'd be fine. Don't be a wimp. No, that's cool. That'd be awesome. I would love to do. I'd love to see you do that. I would not love to do it myself because I'm a big wuss. But go for it.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'll be in touch with you, and I'll give him another plug. That's drivingnews.us. Well, we have Tammy Sarant on the line here. Tammy, I think we probably got her out of bed this morning. Tammy is the host of our Western radio show, along with Alan. How you doing, Tammy?
Hey, Glenn. How are you doing? I was listening to your driving story, and actually, I drove harness racing horses to get through college when I was in Australia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And one day, I was going down the stretch on this young horse, and the young horses, they're young horses in carriages. They're no different than young horses under saddle. You know, things are a little Western sometimes. So I was on this horse, and I don't know whether it was a snake or something, but I came off the little, we call them the spider, or the little sulky, and I fell onto the dust mat, and I've got my little feet stuck out, and this horse is running off with me down the home stretch, and I'm trying to stop it with my feet, and I have no, it's like the Flintstone brakes, all the way down the home stretch.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was talking to Alan about it, and Alan on the Western radio show, Alan turns around, and he's like, damn, Tammy, a rainer would kill for a pair of 11s like that. I thought it was the funniest thing because I thought, I never looked at it like that. But that was the longest pair of 11s in the dirt I've ever seen.
getting caught in the carriage is not much fun because they just pretty much go at that point and you can't stop them. But I've never done that. That would be fun on a track to drive a standard bred on a track like that. That'd be fun.
It is fun. We done a lot of jog work, a lot of legging them up and getting them fit. We take them down to the beach a lot every morning before school. But, they buck, they kick, if you get bucked off a horse, that's okay. And we used to put buck straps across the back of their hindquarters, that would help a little bit. But you have 2 feet looking at you. It's a little different, You don't think about that with all the young horses. So anyway, if you drive a horse, make sure it's an older one. That would be my advice.
Or a
I
pony.
Had some adventures with those young.
I used to drive ponies. I love driving the ponies, and then we had a couple of ponies that were off the track like that. So that was fun. Hey, Tammy.
No, that would be fun.
You did an entire frickin' Western radio show this week. need to talk to you about this. You need to spend an entire Western radio show on cowboy hats.
Yeah, but let me explain, Ellen. I mean, Glenn, these are not cowboy hats. They are expressions of personality. They're works of art. They are. Now, the first thing someone sees when they look at you, and you want to say, I'm cool, I'm an individual, and I have class. And those hats say that.
Yours? Jamie, did you see, you haven't met Tammy in person yet, right?
Not yet, no.
Well, I'll tell you, she has some cowboy hats that are expressions of her personality. She has freaking cowboy hats with guns on them. With actual
the one from work generally has stars on it. I try and keep the cowboy hats with the guns with the sequins for my personal adventures. Yeah, and I don't wear that one to church. I wear my the ones with the stars on it, not the guns.
She goes to a cowboy church. And you guys, it's an actual cowboy church, right?
Yes, it's non-denominational. It's just a bunch of horse fun people getting together and having a good message every Sunday. So I really enjoy it. But, yeah, I wear them I take my hat off when, you know, we pray before church and everything. So, but it's really a lot of fun. We actually had even a mounted shooting competition there a couple of weeks ago. So that's a pretty cool church, Glenn.
Well, I sounds like it. I mean, it's any place, any church you can go in shooting must be a pretty cool church. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you made the mistake of talking to me yesterday about a certain thing you did last week, and you were getting up. Now, everybody has to keep in mind, Tammy is she's pretty tough. She is a world champ, multiple 150 belt buckle world champion mounted shooter. So she's a tough girl, and she trains horses and does all that stuff, but you did what this week?
Oh, are you? I know what you're talking about. It was a learning experience. Are you talking about my makeup session, Glenn? Are you telling everybody that
I was girly,
cowgirl enough to trade a shooting lesson to how to put makeup on?
You did the Mary Kay thing this week, didn't you?
I did.
Got all painted
up. What was really funny is there's like six girls and they've all got their little mirrors. They all know what they're doing, okay? So the lady's telling me, she gets out the foundation thing and she says, use your pinky finger and your index finger. And she made the mistake of saying the wrong fingers, you know? All the other girls weren't even listening. So I go ahead putting their foundation on like they're supposed to. I'm sitting there with my pinky finger and my index finger trying to swirl this makeup on because that's what she said. It was hilarious. They gave me grief the rest of the night. But at least I was a good listener, you know?
Cammy, you know what? I think us horsewomen need all the help we can get. And I'm definitely going to tell you, you spent some time with Mary Kay. I have traded riding lessons, currently riding lessons for Mary Kay products. I am not kidding you.
Oh, see, Glenn, I'm not the only one in the closet. There's a lot of us. It's warm under here.
I know. Glenn, we want to be pretty. It just is a lot of work to be that pretty. So we have to deal with what we have. I'm sure that my husband would prefer me to wear more makeup and look a little more girly sometimes, but you know, it's just, let's be realistic. I'm out riding a horse. Tammy's out riding a horse, shooting guns.
Yeah.
You what?
Oh, that's great. I'm glad I'm not the only one who is lacking in some areas of domestication.
Oh my God. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have had to go to award shows and like have makeup put on me and I'm like, what is that? That's mascara. Oh, so I totally understand where you're coming from. I have no idea how to put it on. Every once in a while, I try to slap something on if we're like, you know, going out. But otherwise, yeah, I have no clue what goes where and why.
Absolutely.
You do it and the colors. Chad's sister did
then
my makeup for our wedding. Okay, I had no idea.
But you know, and that's what I kind of think. For Glenn to assume that we know how to put makeup on would be like us to assuming he knows how to fix a car. Just because you're a guy and just because we're a girl doesn't mean we can do those things.
Amen, sister.
Hey, Do we have pictures of you all painted up after your session?
No.
Oh, yes, but they're goofy. Like, you know, because I actually got my hair dyed red, too. I just went all the way this week, Glenn.
Woohoo!
Well, I went to
You're
my
redhead now?
And I said, do whatever you want. Well, you know, she did whatever she wants. And then she took the little cap thing off, and I sat in the chair going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Well, I told her to do whatever she wants, you know. So, anyway, yeah, I'm a little more fiery now with my hair. So,
oh, we got to see
a
picture.
I've got that Western hat, see?
We need a picture. We need a picture of you with your red hair and your makeup. You're going to be – you are all girly. No more shooting competitions for you. You're going to be out there on the runway.
A runway, yeah, with my guns. I still have 6 pistols and 3 rifles next to my bed. Some things won't change, Glenn.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You said you did the show this week, by the way. That's over on westernradioshow.com. You did the show this week on cowboy hats. So how much will you pay for a good quality hat that you're going to use in competition or whatever? What will you pay for one of those?
Well, you see, that's the really good thing about hat sponsors, Glenn. Don't pay anything. But they do range, I think they range from about $250, and they go up from there. So you can get whatever you want. But on that show, J.W. Brooks actually explains all about X's and what it means when a hat is 10X or 100X. And I actually learned a lot of things on that show that I didn't know. So, I mean, I knew there was different qualities of a hat, but I didn't know why and where the X came from and all that kind of stuff. So you'll have to
listen
to find out.
So that means that my $30 cowboy hat's probably not a good quality, huh?
Well, you know, it always suits your personality. You know what they say about a hat? There's a lot about a person.
On that note, we're going to say goodbye to Tammy now.
Bye,
Glenn. you want to mention something real quick? You have an event coming up you wanted to mention, you told me.
I do. I'm the marketing director for the American Competitive Trail Horse Association, and we are having kind of like an American Idol for trail horses called America's Favorite Trail Horse. We're giving away $100,000. We're doing the big finals in Austin, Texas. So remember, if you enter, you know, and you do make it through, you are going to have to, you know, drive down to Austin, Texas. But we've got Monty Roberts and the Pirellis, Lynn Palm. We've got everybody there. So you should come down. Do
wow,
a little
that
show.
Sounds
it's
like
be,
a lot of fun.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. So when is it?
It is in April. The auditions are nationwide from the 9th to the 24th, and then the finals are in May. And it's going to be on RFD, and, you know, I think it's on Equestrian Nation. Don't quote me. Maybe Equestrian Nation and Rick Lamb and the horse show. So, you know, it's going to get some coverage, which is going to be really good. But we're kind of looking for not America's best horse, America's favorite. So we're looking for some, well, our staff's calling it a horsenality. A little bit of personality in the horse and the rider. So I'm really
great.
Excited. I can't wait for the audition process, you know.
Well, I have a theme song for you if you're calling it horsenality, because Marion Kennedy did a song called Horsenality.
Oh, really?
So
I know. She's a good friend of mine, too.
Yeah, there's a theme song for you, Horsenality.
Oh, well, I'm going to see her.
Well,
I'll see her at Road to the Horse next week. So,
I'm jealous you get to go to that, by the way. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You know,
but we do have to run here. So.
Tough.
I know. You do get to go to some cool places, that's for sure. Well, thank you, Tammy. It's westernradioshow.com. You have fun this weekend.
Thank you. I feel so much better about my makeup inadequacies now after talking to y'all. So.
Thanks,
bye,
Tammy. I got to tell you, Jackie Baker typed on our Facebook, I feel you, ladies. My sense of fashion stops with a nice pair of breeches and some Ariat boots. I say I've gotten better, actually, because she reads 3 Days, 3 Ways, the blog. Courtney, she says, I highly recommend Courtney and her sense of horses and fashion. And we've had Courtney on to talk about fashion. And I said, yeah, between Courtney and devilgrade.com, that's the only way I can keep up with whatever fashion doesn't mean I actually wear it, because I probably disappointed Courtney the last time talking fashion, because I never went out and bought a little pirate shirt or whatever I was supposed to, a sailor shirt I was supposed to get. Pirate shirt. See, that's what's wrong with me. Just want to let you know our sponsors, of course, today, thank you so much, is Kentucky Performance Products. And you can choose Kentucky Performance Products supplements, because the horse that matters to you matters to KPP. And this week, we want to talk to you about Elevate Maintenance Powder. It's the time of year that horses are consuming very little grass, so they may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. And horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. So when you need to supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. Elevate Maintenance Powder supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. It's affordable, it's easy to feed, and you can learn more about this and all their products at kppusa.com. And
well, thank you
our
too.
Next guest.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, she's on. She's waiting for us. So we're good.
Yeah, you know, we had her on a couple weeks ago to talk a little bit about what's happening, and I think that she's got a brand new segment to tell us about. Welcome from Horse Girl TV, Angela Walkup. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know what it's like in Arizona or Kentucky today, but over here in eastern North Carolina, it's amazing. So I am so ready for summer. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, we're kind of ready, too. And
not to brag. I don't know if it's pretty there, but it's beautiful here
it's
today.
It's 61 in Kentucky. We woke up with 61 degrees this morning. That's the first time in, like, 5 months.
Woo-hoo!
It was so nice. Yeah, I mean, Jamie's going, 61, I'm in a winter coat. But, you know, we're in shorts.
It was in the 80s yesterday. It was so hot.
I envy that. But in about 3 months, I'll be complaining about the humidity. So
that's true.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about fashion.
Yes.
And I just,
yep.
Yeah. And I have a couple of favorites, if that's okay to kind of throw them in there.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys have heard of, you guys know Dappled Gray? It's a blog.
Yeah.
Molly, she
has really, really sweet stuff as far as really, really high-tech, beautiful fashion stuff on her site. She has a beautiful site to begin with, but it's a pretty cool, she lists off some pretty cool stuff, and I think she does a weekly email to everybody, so if you're not in the fashion know, you can just subscribe to her email list, and you get all these cool, beautiful, up-to-date bags and shoes and stuff in your email once a week.
So. I just mentioned Dappled Gray on the air. It's dappledgray.com and G-R-E-Y. And it is totally like, it just makes me feel fancy reading that blog. Like I'm reading something that the fancy English writers get to read. And we got to meet her and she gave me a hat. So now I wear my Dappled Gray hat all the time.
Yeah, her logo's
She's
brilliant.
Awesome.
But it's just, yeah, like you said, you do feel fancy just reading her stuff. So. I love that. And she
exactly.
had a thing on there recently about another Molly that does jump line designs. That's, she has these really cool rings and stuff. So for horsey people that don't necessarily generally shop for jewelry, she has these really cool rings and bracelets. And it's also the English vein, but it's dressage and jumping, and it's pretty cool stuff. And it's also educational. From her jewelry, you can learn the dressage court letters. So... I don't know if you guys have heard
right.
of her before. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So Angela, aside from, you know, looking sexy in the fashions, I loved your email because it was funny because you said this is definitely not sexy stuff, but it's interesting. And I think that this is one of those topics that most horse people really kind of just trust the feed companies, trust the hay, trust the feed store. So I wanted to talk a little bit about your testing of the hay and feed labels and general awareness of what we put in our horses is how you put it. And do tell, because I am definitely behind on this one.
Well, it's an evolving. We launched the episode, and it's just kind of like touching on the tip of the iceberg of what you should look for. So it's like three things, you know, like do you just go to the store and buy XYZ feed bag because that's what you've bought since you were 7 years old, and I think most people don't know how to read the feed label. So this first episode was just about some of the basic things you might want to consider, but we want to do more on getting into testing your hay. You know, you get this hay, you feed it, and you don't think much about it, and there's no tag on it for nutritional value. So in a lot of states, they have the, you know, the Agricultural Extension Service, and you can send them samples of hay, and they'll test it for you and just kind of tell you what the nutritional level of it is for free. So we kind of just wanted to do some things on raising awareness about, you know, you spend so much time in the arena working. We don't even think about what we put in our horses a lot of times. You know, oh, well, I'll put XYZ supplement in it because I was told it's a good supplement, but they don't even read what's on the label. So it's the idea with this first one is just like the intro to start raising awareness. And it's not sexy.
Well,
it's not sexy material, but it's really, I think it's really interesting.
As long as maybe you say it's not sexy, just have some really good-looking guys holding the label and take pictures of that or video of that. Then you can make it sexy, I'm telling you.
I love
see,
that
my
idea.
Problem.
We could get shirtless guys bucking hay. That's our B-roll. There
Hello.
You go. Thank you, James.
Here, I think... That's like the best idea ever. You are talking to the woman that created the 2010 Hottest Horseman Awards, soon to be followed by the 2011 Hottest Horseman Awards. So if I can objectify men in any way, I will find a way to do it. I love that idea. Now, here's the problem, though, back to reading the labels, is I don't know what the heck. I mean, I can read it. Like, oh, yeah, 14% protein. This is this. This is this. I don't know what they should be, you know? So
I think it depends on horse to horse to horse. So it's going to have to be, you know, because we're limited to bandwidth, it's going to have to be we want to do one just on reading feed labels. And that's going to have to be a short one, but I think there'll be a lot of supplementary information in print that, or, you know, in writing that'll need to complement that. Because it's, you know, what discipline are you doing? And are you in medium, light? Are you a trail rider? Are you in heavy work? So I think it's going to be a pretty in-depth one. But again, want to at least touch the tip of the iceberg of what to look for. Because, yeah, what is 14% protein mean? Okay, it's high in protein. Well, do you want high in protein, high in fat? Do you want a low-carb diet? It's just like feeding yourself, I guess. But we, you know, I think about food for myself as just survival, not enjoyment. And I think I should focus more on the horse thing as far as they're real athletes rather than just treating them as a pet, you know.
Right.
Hey, Angela, have you ever seen, I'm going to put a plug in here for one of our sponsors.
Okay.
Have you ever taken a look at feedxl.com?
No, I haven't. I'll have to go look at that.
Yeah, take a look at it. It's actually a really cool website where you just put information in about your horse and what you feed your horse. And they have like almost 3,000 different feeds and supplements and things already in there that they've already broken down. So they take everything that you're feeding your horse and they print out these reports on whether they're getting too much vitamin A, not enough vitamin C. And it breaks everything down from hay to grain to grass to the whole thing. And it really does give you a blueprint of whether you're doing it right or not. So it would be a cool thing to maybe incorporate with what you're doing over there.
They have a beautiful website, my gosh.
They do, and they're a great company, and it's done by a doctor. She's terrific. She does tips for me. She's out of Australia, a doctor of nutrition, equine nutrition, and she's fascinating to listen to, but she knows what the heck she's talking about. And it's a great site. And, you know, I was just thinking about it with what you're talking about. People, you know, where do you learn to feed your horses? You learn it from from your parents or when you're boarding your horses, you learn it from them. You never really learn it from an expert whether you're feeding your horses correctly or not. We mostly just guess.
Right.
You know?
And I've always fed a certain feed ever since I was a little kid because that's what I always fed, and I never questioned it until maybe like the last 6 or 7 years, and then in the last few years really started getting into it. I love their byline, the prepared diets for your horses with confidence. They'll get what they need for the work that they do. And that's the perfect byline for what we want to put out in this, you know, reading the feed label thing. Cool. Thanks for sharing that one.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Awesome. I love
cool.
So websites, too.
This is up there now. You're live.
The basic. Yeah, that one's the basic one. What are we calling that one? I think it's... Gosh, it's been a long week. I have to look. That one is called A Successful Nutritional Plan. And again, really, it just touches on the tip of the iceberg of sort of putting it out there to start raising awareness about thinking about what you put inside your horse. And then from there, we're going to, you know, springboard off that onto the specifics. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love Jamie's idea with the hay and the guys, and we're gonna have to incorporate that somehow.
Hey Jamie, I was just thinking when we do the next version at the end of the year of the Hottest Horseman Awards, wouldn't it be cool to get Angela running around actually videotaping the Hottest Horseman, so that you actually have video?
You know, Glenn, that might just have to be a company-sponsored trip that Angela and I need to take together.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
Let's go.
I see a bunch of episodes for you there, Angela. I see a lot of episodes there.
That would be really fun. We should.
Can we put a rating? Do you put ratings like PGR, you know, things like that? Can you do that on your videos?
We could figure that out, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned, With Jamie along especially.
Yeah, I can tame her down a little bit, I think. I can try.
I'm a good influence, okay? I am the responsible one. I am the good influence. Angela and I will be fine together.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about us.
I happen to know you both.
All too well, perhaps.
Yeah. Hey, Angela, you know, tell everybody where you can find. I think you had a call you wanted to put out to the fans and see what they wanted in stall flooring or something.
Oh yeah. Well, we work with Royal Mat, and it's a ergonomic mat company. But I was talking to them, and I said, you know, we were talking about brainstorming ideas for innovations in stall flooring in general, and you know, not only just taking care of yours out in the arena, but what they stand on the stall, what the alleyways are like. And I said, hey, do you guys mind if I put out a call? And we sort of just said, what we're going to do is we're going to give away a really cute Royal Mat horse head doormat to the winner. But it's a call for innovations. We're probably going to run it through Facebook. And they just, what's your dream in stall flooring? What's something that you would want? Or wall, you know, for your walls of your stalls. Like besides ease of use, just kind of a blanket thing out there to folks as far as what they'd like to see and how they'd like to change what you walk on in your stable. And then we're going to give away a floor mat or a doormat. That's actually really cute, but it was the idea to kind of get, you know, everybody getting their thinking caps on about ways to improve quality of life around the stable.
Okay, cool. Well, everybody, you can find her on Facebook. What is your Facebook handle?
Horse Girl TV.
All right. And you can also go to horsegirltv.com to find out more and watch some videos. I mean, gosh, what a great time killer at work is to learn a little bit about horses. After you're done listening to our show, you can just start watching little videos all about horses and horse care, all at horsegirltv.com. Angela, thanks so much for joining us again. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Angela.
Bye, guys.
We'll
Thank you. You.
Bye. All right. Now, our song today is brought to you by Pocket Stable. Pocket Stable is the only application that's been created for horse owners who want to keep all of the information from vaccines to wormings to farrier to dentist visits all together in one place on your iPhone. You can also track weight and get reminders of important events and things like that. You know, you paid a lot of money for your iPhone. You pay a lot of money every month to keep it up. You might as well make it work for you. And one of the ways you can do that is keeping your life straight, your course life straight, and by just going to PocketStable.com or looking up Pocket Stable on the App Store.
I'm telling you, it's awesome. My horse's got one horse got its teeth floated this past week, and what do? Go in there, type it in, so now I don't have to call the vet. When was the last time I had my horse's teeth floated? No, boom, it's in my iPhone. It's awesome. I'm telling you, people, it's a great app.
And it's $3.99, one time charge, and that's it. So, you know, you can't even complain about it costing too much. No problem there. Hey, you know, yesterday, Jamie, I mentioned that Templeton Thompson is doing a new thing called Third Thursday Sessions. And what happens is every third Thursday of the month, she's going to put videos out on her website of some live jam sessions that her and her husband or her and other musicians do. Well, she put out four videos yesterday of four different songs, and one of them was new for her that I'd never heard before. She had never done before. And then she did a cover song of I think it was, what's the rate? What's her first name?
Bonnie
can't think
Raitt?
Of who the cover. Yeah, thank you. I'm pretty sure it was her. She did a cover song that. Bonnie Raitt,
uh-huh.
Did that ring a bell? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So she did a cover song for her, too. So these four videos of her in the studio doing her thing were great. So I thought today for the song that I would take one of the.
Now you got Bonnie Raitt's song stuck in my head.
I want to assure everybody that Templeton sounds much better than that. So
if you don't,
my God. Oh, my God. This is called Settle Down Cinderella, and it's from her Third Thursday Sessions. You can find all the rest of them at TempletonThompson.com. Go over and check them out. She's a sweetheart, and it's fun to see her actually record in the studio. Settle Down Cinderella.
2, 3. Soon you're gonna be all grown.
That's Settle Down Cinderella from the Third Thursday Sessions at TempletonThompson.com. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenn the Geek for Jamie Jennings, who sounds, it's amazing. You know how you said the other day you were soul sisters with Jackie from Regarding Horses? Well, I think you must be singing sisters with Templeton Thompson, because you two have the exact same voice.
Clearly. Hello. We sound just alike. Oh, my God.
By the way, that song was Bonnie Raitt, Love Has No Pride, that she did the cover for. So you can listen to that one over at her website as well. Do you know that one, Love Has No Pride? Sing it. Come on.
All I know is, because I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something. God, I'm good. Templeton and I are like twins. I mean, geez.
I'm sure. You look like twins, too, the two of you, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
No question about that.
Long legs, big boobs. We're just, I mean, it's the resemblance is uncanny. Okay. All right. So
hey,
5-3 and whatever.
Jamie, you're not going to believe who's just calling in.
Oh my God.
I hope she just didn't hear that comment, because right now Jennifer's talking to her, and it looks like Templeton Thompson is calling in. So she must have, I told you, I think she listens to the show on Fridays. Tempe, how are you?
Hola, baby. I'm dandy. How you doing?
Good.
I'm horrible.
But do you think,
I'm
did
so
you call because Jamie is impersonating you and claims that her voice is every bit as good as yours? Is that why you called, to read her the riot act?
Well, I thought you had Bonnie Raitt on the show. So, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, she's my hero. So, you know, I had to call in.
God, you're awesome. I love it.
Thank you. You are awesome. You guys are awesome. That is so sweet of you guys to promote that for us. I really, really appreciate
I
that.
I love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I watched them all last night, and I watched them all again this morning. I love it. And the nice part is we get to see your beautiful, smiling face. It's not just listening to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I appreciate it. I'm excited. It's always, I mean, yeah, I know y'all can relate. It's something new. So, you know, it's been amazingly incredible to get the positive feedback we're getting, because it's always a little scary to put something new out there and hope that people don't tell us our babies are ugly. So, you know, it's always good when people seem to think our babies are pretty. That makes me happy. But I'm excited.
So,
thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I want to hear a duet now, the two of you. Let's come up with a song. Let's hear it. Let's hear how really good you are together.
Oh,
listen, Glenn, Templeton and I are, no, Tempe, I'm going to go ahead and break the news now that you and I have a studio session coming up. It'll be just the two of us. We're going to rock out. she doesn't
you know
about
what?
It
you
yet.
Can... Hey, we're good at working, you know, just off the cuff. So, you know, whatever you want to do, Rockstar, that works for me. So I'm happy. Forgive me for this one.
I'm kind of thinking that probably what will happen is we'll turn my mic off and yours on, and then it'll be the most awesome duet ever.
You are too sweet. You're awesome. Man, well, we'll have a blast. And actually, it would be a blast to do one of our Third Thursday sessions with y'all. Like, if there was ever a chance to do that, that'd be a kick in the
ass. Well, you know what? There might be a chance coming up. We're talking about, we were just talking about it this morning, about the possibility of trying to get Jamie in for our visit to Graceland when we talked about. So wouldn't that be fun? You two could do your duet in the studios at Graceland. You think they still work?
I don't know. If anyone could make them go, it would be Sam. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Okay.
I'm so stoked about that.
Singing with Templeton Thompson in Elvis's studio. I just threw up a little bit. I can't do it.
You are so funny. Oh, I love you guys. You're awesome. You are just awesome. Yay. Oh, I'm so happy. We're going to have a blast. That's going to get here before we know it, too. So that's going to be too much fun.
Well, we're talking about making a little road trip and then heading back to visit Raphael and Ivory Powell, and maybe doing the morning show. Maybe from his farm, and then visiting you and Mary Ann. Wouldn't it be cool if we could get Mary Ann Kennedy in on that little session, too? That would be a blast.
I totally would. Absolutely. And hopefully by then, no, I'm about fine now. When I went out to Montana, I was so blessed. My dear, amazing cowgirl bud, Patty Hall, who you know and
You
know her music and On Horses Wings project and all that good stuff. Anyway, she took me out to Montana to the most amazing guest and cattle ranch, you guys. And, of course, I get out there because we gigged the week, like the day before, and out in Gig Harbor, Washington. And I picked up crud, I guess, on a plane, and I was just tired from running and traveling. So I did one of those cowgirl things that we cowgirls do, right, and cowboys. I powered through because I didn't want to miss a thing at the ranch. And you can hear me sniffling. I'm kind of paying for it this week, but it's all good. It was worth it. So hopefully by May, I'll be able to sing again. No, I'm kidding. I can sing now. It's all good. So, but you guys,
well,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Tempe. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and you need to let Jamie sing more, Glenn. Be nice. Come on, give her some spotlight. I know you like the spotlight. I like it too, but, you know, you got to share. It's important. These things are important.
Oh,
about the universe, right?
I love you. You're my best friend in the world. Thank you for calling.
I love you, too.
Anybody,
you guys behave now. I'll
talk
to y'all
soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Anybody that tells Glenn to move over and share the spotlight with me, come on. I mean, she's the greatest. And,
And now, I feel bad. Poor Lisa from the Chronicle has to join us after all of that. Lisa, how good a singer are you? Are you ready to sing for us?
You do not want me singing on here.
You don't want me singing either. I do it anyway.
You would, I think, immediately have zero listeners.
We probably only have one right now, and that's Templeton. So,
can you tell, Lisa? I feel bad for you some weeks, Lisa, because it's Freestyle Friday. And by Friday, you know, after doing this all week, we're just having a good time, and we really don't care about time or putting
right.
people on time. So we apologize for the lateness, but Templeton called us, and how can you not talk to Templeton Thompson when she calls?
Oh, no, I totally understand that.
So what's going on over there at the Chronicle?
Oh, you know, it's beautiful and 72 degrees today.
Glenn forgot that I was going to talk to you because we have been talking about Pocket Stable, which is an app, Lisa, and we've kind of been in the mood of talking about kind of technological things.
Yep.
And then I read that you guys have a new digital product.
We do, and that's what I was going to talk to you guys about today. We're really excited about it.
Well, tell us about it. What is it? What is it? Where can I find it? I'm going there now.
All right. If you go, there are a couple ways you can find it. First of all, if we have your email address through some avenue, if you've been a member of the forums or if you are a subscriber or if you've registered on our website, then you're going to get it in your email inbox for at least the next 3 times.
Okay.
But you can also go straight to our website right now, and it is cronofhorse.com, and it's cron connection. Also, if you just go to the main page, if you go to chronofhorse.com, there's a big banner at the top, which actually is so big, I missed it the first couple times, and I was like, where can
you
find the Chronicle Connection?
I was on the homepage, and I didn't see the banner.
Yeah. I did that a couple times, too. It was embarrassing. I had to ask. So you can either get to it, there's a couple ways. But if you're on the website and you're at the Chronicle Connection, you just have a little link you can click to and open it right up. And this is our first one that came out in January, and we're getting ready to launch the second one. It should be pushed to your email inboxes and on our website sometime next week, sometime between Tuesday and Thursday, I believe. So the digital product is kind of cool, something we decided to do this year because we wanted to. There's some issues of our magazine. If you're a subscriber, you've noticed that you'll get your magazine. You'll be like, wow, this is a really slim magazine this week. There are just some weeks when there's really not much going on in the horse show world, and so much of our magazine is news that it was tough to fill. You know, we would put some features in, and we would get some horse shows from, you know, different locations, but it was still sort of like a really slim product. So we decided this year to cut out those particular weeks that, you know, there wasn't much going on. Maybe it wasn't the best stories. And so now we have 46 issues, hard copies of the magazine that are going out this year instead of 52, like it's been every year since, you know, 1950 or whatever. And we're doing this digital product as sort of a supplement to the magazine, and it'll come out once a month, you know, all year, so there'll be 12 issues of it. And it's pretty cool. There's a little bit of results, a little bit of news, but it's mostly just really awesome features that we don't get to run in the magazine because we don't have room because of all the news or, you know, just general space constraints.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm looking at it now, and I'm looking at the first issue here, and the quality is terrific. This is an online magazine, and you print the pages and do all that kind of thing. But I'm at the page. You have a photo feature in here. So this is what makes it, what's making it a little bit different than the Chronicle, too, is the fun stuff that's in it. You have license plates that are – I love the license plate feature here.
That's really
a lot
cool.
of fun. Yeah, and it's showing pictures of license plates where people have custom license plates that are about horses.
Yep.
And, you know, one of them is four-star wannabe, W-A-N-A-B, you know, four-star wannabe. To Toe My, and it's a Virginia plate, and they have the horse on the right. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
There's a lot of there's some neat stuff in here that is a little bit different than what you normally do.
Yeah, and it's really cool because with the digital product, we can embed video in it. So in this particular one that already came out in January, we have a video of how to take better photos of your horse. And even though, like, you know, we take tons of photos here, and that's part of my job is taking photos, I still actually found that in that two-minute video, I learned a couple things, you know, or just reminded myself, oh, yeah, I really need to pay attention to the background, things like that. So it's pretty cool. There's some absolutely beautiful photos of a horse showing in Siberia in this one, too, which I thought was really, really cool. So it's just allowing us to do some different things, which we're really excited about. You know, we're kind of maybe catering this to a slightly younger audience. And hoping to, you know, draw some people in. So we're really excited about it. We've been working really hard on the next one, and it's gone to the designer already. So that should be a good one.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. You also have the new products in here, and just I love the photography. The photography is great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The way it's laid out, I think, is really nice, too.
And, you know, being in advertising, one of the cool things that you can do with the digital magazines now is you can make the advertisements much cooler. You know, they can have videos and it can do stuff. And, you know, that makes it much more interactive and fun. Oh, the poor person on page 36 called Tough Straight from 1959.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Isn't that amazing?
It's a fall that the photographer caught from 1959. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. This is really cool. Now, how often do you want this to come out? You said quarterly, maybe? Or
it's going to be once a month.
Once a month. Okay.
Yep. And so it does have a cost to subscribe to it. I think it's $11.95 or something for the year. But right now, if you go to our website and you sign up to register your email, we're having a contest and we're giving away a number of free subscriptions. So if you go on and register, there's a good chance that you'll get it. And I think it's a free subscription for 2 years, which is pretty cool.
Now, you're not planning at this point on getting rid of the other magazine.
No. That is not even up for discussion.
Okay.
This was just something we thought would be cool to, you know, fill out some of those times when there wasn't as much news. And we're all having a really good time with it. You know, our staff is all pretty young, and so we kind of, you know, we all grew up with the Internet almost as much or more than print publications, and so it's been really cool. We're going to do product reviews, which is also really awesome because we get to try some neat products on our own horses. And
well, that's
pretty exciting.
Well, that's terrific. And I wanted to also mention that on your website this week, and we haven't mentioned this on the show, so it's right on the homepage. You'll see a link to the USEF Network announces live broadcast schedule.
Yep.
And if you're into the events, whether it's dressage or cross country or show jumping that are going on down in Wellington right now, that would be more the jumping and the dressage, you'll find the schedule where you can watch that on the USEF Network. And also they have the schedule posted for Lexington for the Rolex show coming up in Lexington. So and I noticed that Rolex Kentucky 3-Day is presented by Bridgestone this year. So you can find all the schedule for when you can watch that right on your computer of all the different events going on down there.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing that USEF is doing now.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty good coverage. So you can check that out and have a way to watch it from home, which is pretty neat. And we're going to be, of course, at Rolex this year. We haven't talked too much about it, but Jamie and I are going to be doing the morning show every morning at Rolex from Thursday through Sunday. We're actually going to go through the weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to be an hour and a half every morning. Rolex is being very accommodating. They're putting us up in the middle of the vendor section so people can come by and watch us do our show. And then at the end of each day, Chris is going to be doing the eventing radio show. So we're going to be an hour and a half in the morning with the morning radio show doing fun stuff. And at the end of each day, Chris is going to be doing the eventing radio show with a little bit more serious competition stuff. But I wanted to ask you, are you going to Rolex this year?
Yep, that is the plan. I should see you guys there.
Well, you're definitely going to have to come over and join us on the morning show then one or two days. Will you do that
for
us?
Yeah, I will definitely try to do that. That sounds exciting.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun. And, of course, you'll be there covering it and taking pictures and all that good stuff, right?
Yep, that's the plan. We're hoping to do again our little Cover It Live thing that we did last year for the dressage and the show jumping and maybe the cross country, where we're sort of doing live feedback as it's happening. So if you're stuck in the office and you can't sneakily watch the live feed or you can't go, then you can at least sort of keep tabs on what's going on.
Yeah, Cover It Live is interesting because it's like a live blog and you can follow along, and you guys did a great job. We did it the first year, and Samantha and I actually did it 2 years ago. And
you guys
took it over last year, and we were so glad you did. That was a lot of work. Thank you for doing
it. It was a lot of work. I did it at WEG for a couple of days, and it's exhausting. I'd be like, all right, guys, it's time for me to take a little bathroom break, and it's hard
and
to
eat
or do anything.
Lisa is a better commentator on the live blog than I ever was. I was mostly like, what
really?
A pretty outfit they're wearing today.
Well, I want people to hear about those things. You know, at WEG, everyone was so interested in the ear nets that the horses were wearing. It was like every other question was about, well, what color are they? Is this horse wearing an ear net? What color is it?
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
Awesome.
Yep, thank you very much for having me.
We appreciate you joining us again this week, and we'll talk to you again next week. That's cronofhorse.com. And go, if you want to see what she's talking about, the digital magazine here, follow the big banner at the top of the page that you'll probably miss unless you look for it. So,
yep. it's so big, you might miss it.
Exactly. So thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Much. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, what fun of Freestyle Fridays. We're in a mood. Jennifer just wrote on here, you guys are in a mood today. And I don't know whether that was good or bad.
Can I make you love me? I still got it in my head. I can't get it out. Bonnie Raitt, get out of my head. I don't even know if that's a Bonnie Raitt song. Wouldn't that be funny? I don't even know.
Well, apparently now you get to go do some jamming. You're going to be on one of her Thursday videos coming up. I can see it now. You're going to be sitting there. Do you play the guitar?
I do.
And I know he has lots of extra guitars too. Sam has lots of extra guitars. This is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, before we go today, can I talk about Nag Nappy?
Yes. Do the ad first.
Hundreds. Oh, I got to do an ad first?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I got to keep you in check.
First. All right. We have a new advertiser on the show that we're very excited about, and that is, it's something that Jennifer and I are thrilled with. We've been subscribed to this service since 2004, and that's Audible.com. Audible is the place to go for digital audiobooks. If you like books, but you just don't have time to read a book anymore, a hardcover book, You after you're done listening to our podcast, you're still cleaning your stalls, you're still driving on that 8-hour trip to the horse show, that kind of thing, you can listen to an audiobook. And they have 85,000 titles to choose from thrillers to business to romance to comedy. They have some horse books in there. And the cool thing is you can listen on your iPhone or your Kindle, more than 500 different devices you can listen on. So pretty much if you have any kind of MP3 player, you're going to be able to get an audiobook from Audible. And as I said, we have listened to over 100 books on Audible since we started. Don't tell my wife that because I think she doesn't realize it's quite that many. But I looked the other day in the library. It's a good thing she's not on the show. It's absolutely perfect for horse people who are limited time. And the cool thing about it is Audible has put out an offer to the listeners of the Horse Radio Network. They are going to give you one free book and a 14-day free trial to give you a chance to check it out. Their readers are terrific. They do it's terrific production value on these books. Some of them have music. The last one I listened to was Jeff Dunham's book, got that off of audible.com, the ventriloquist. And what's really cool is he read the book, and some of the puppets helped him read the book throughout the so it was funny as could be. It was the perfect way to do it. I would have rather done it that way than read it, because you got the author doing it, and a lot of the books the author does read. So it's kind of cool.
The puppets aren't real. The puppets are not real.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
No, they are. You listen to this book, and you tell me those puppets aren't real. So all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/HRN, and we'll put that link. There's a link to it on our website as well, audibletrial.com/HRN. That's how you get your free audiobook. If you just go to the regular webpage, you won't get the free audiobook. So go there. You get your free audiobook and a 14-day trial. You're going to love Audible once you try it, and it, you're going to while away many hours cleaning stalls after you're done listening to our podcast, listening to audible.com. Now, can I please tell you about
I got it. Let me do a serious news story first, and then you can do it.
Okay.
Two serious news stories first. Okay, British Horse Racing's governing body has confirmed that the two horses that died at Newbury last week were killed by heart attacks as a result of the electrocution. Underneath the ground, there was a loose cable or something, and the horses got electrocuted. So follow up on that story, because we were waiting for that. And then the other news story, hold on, a puppy is trying to get my computer wire. Signata, stop. Friday. Smarty Jones is to shuttle back and forth to, now granted, Big Brown goes back and forth to Australia, and it's not an uncommon thing to have horses go to the southern hemisphere during the wintertime that are big breeding stallions because they can breed year-round. Smarty Jones is going to shuttle to the huge country known for their horse racing of Uruguay.
What?
Uruguay?
Really?
Where is Uruguay?
Smarty Jones,
I don't even know where Uruguay
is. I know. He's going to spend half the time. He's from Three Chimneys Farm, which is, I mean, that's where Big Brown was, too. So they must be doing a lot of shuttling. He's going to Uruguay for half the year. So enjoy that, Smarty. You know, of course, we all know him. He's a Derby Preakness winner. And then he lost by a nose to, I don't know, some horse that I don't care about because he beat Smarty Jones. Anyway, so he's going to Uruguay. Anything
else
I need to cover?
Is there horse racing in Uruguay?
I don't know. Apparently, they do horse breeding. they're pretty excited down there in Uruguay to be getting Smarty Jones. Uruguay, again. Uruguay.
All right, I did look it up. It's down below. It's like beside Brazil on the Atlantic side, and it's a little tiny country. So
did you really have to look that up?
Yeah, I really did. Is that
Go
sad?
Ahead. That's fine.
Okay. They have 3.5 million people that live there, which is about a third of the population of New York City. So that's Uruguay. Just thought I'd throw that out. Can I talk about Nag Nappies now?
Okay, fine. Go ahead and end the show. I'm done after that.
Hundreds of tourists every day choose to see the historic city of Vienna. Have you ever been to Vienna?
I have. I went to the Spanish riding school. It's awesome. I did. That was my big girl trip, my first big girl trip. I said, I've got a new job. I've got a week vacation. I went to Vienna.
Well, now, did you see, apparently in Vienna they have these things called fiacres, which are basically horse-drawn carriages you can take around the city. And there's apparently a lot of them. Yeah?
They're everywhere. That's the way that tourists get around. I mean, the thing is, like, you can't drive around there comfortably. So to see the city, you definitely get on a horse-drawn carriage. We went by Mozart's house and went to, they take you around, and there's some English-speaking carriage drivers, and they can kind of help you and show you kind of the sights. So, yes, I did take a horse-drawn carriage around the streets of Vienna. It was awesome.
Well, apparently, Australia's capital city council Austrian's capital city council has decided it's time that the poop get off the streets. They're sick of the poop on the streets. And they have ordered all the owners of these horse-drawn carriages for their horses to start wearing a nag nappy, which the picture that they put up here is very funny. It's the picture of a horse in a great big diaper. a very big white diaper. So they're called nag nappies. Yeah, it's a great big white diaper. So I'm not sure if they're actually going to be wearing great big white diapers, but if you don't put the great big white diapers on your horses, you're going to be fined 3,000 euros every poop. So
this can't be true. This can't be real, right?
No, it is real, and it did come from a real news source. It wasn't from a fake one.
The Onion.
Yeah. Nag nappies. So there you go. If you have a problem with your horse's pooping, apparently you can buy a nag nappy to solve that problem, and Vienna is just sick of the poop. So there you go.
You got to post that picture on Facebook, please.
I know.
Because it's ridiculous. I mean, my horse would buck me off so fast if I put that thing on him and tried to ride him. My God.
I cannot think of a better way to end this week's shows than talking about nag nappies. Can you?
Fantastic. No, I think we're done. I think we're done here.
All right, good. You have to go skiing. We're going to see you back here on Wednesday. I'm going to miss you. I've got a couple days without my buddy there.
Blame it on my husband. He's making me go.
I'll tell you what. After we do the credits here, instead of playing our normal closing music, just so I can get, you know, so I get all the Janie I can possibly get, you can sing us out today. So be sure to listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, like most people do, at Horses in the Morning. And we are on Twitter at Horse Radio.
And, you know, I don't know if I can sing out, Glenn. That's too much pressure. If you missed the live show, you can listen to the recorded version on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. You never need to miss an episode. I'll be back Wednesday. Glenn will be back Monday morning at 9 Eastern. I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't care. I'm on vacation. So say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, Jamie. Not going to sing us out?
Hold on. I'm warming up my vocal cords right now.
Okay.
Here we go. Hold on. GUBE.com. Talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves.
She's doing her chords. Green
on green mix black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Okay, keep coming. Hold on. Here we go.